and his mama cried.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Donald Trump looks to gain Latino support in a Univision town hall today as the presidential campaign heats up. CBS's Libby Cathy.
It's supposed to be for an audience of all undecided Hispanic voters as Trump continues to court Hispanic voters and the undecided vote. So he's going to sit down, take questions from voters.
For Kamala Harris, focus today is on Pennsylvania. CBS's Nydia Cavazos says she looks to reach beyond her base.
She also has to make sure that she's reaching out and doing these outreach efforts to Republicans or moderate Republicans who aren't necessarily supporting former President Donald Trump. And so this goes to her campaigning in the suburbs, campaigning alongside Republicans.
Nearly 3 weeks after Hurricane Helene, search efforts in the mud and debris continue for the dozens still on the missing list in western North Carolina. Jessica Meidinger's mother was swept away in the raging flood water.
It's hard to truly grieve a person without a body and move on from this. We feel stuck.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina. It's only adding to the misery. The region has seen its first snowfall of the season, up to 4 inches in higher elevations. Thousands are still without electricity or heat. Many are living in frigid, damaged houses and apartments. Others have been sleeping or trying to in cold vehicles and even tents.
The U.S. Navy says a fighter jet with two on board crashed in Washington State during training. There's no word on the fate of the crew. Overseas, a horrible scene in Nigeria. A gas tanker explosion has killed more than 140 people.
Phone footage from the scene shows a long line of orange flames licking into the night sky. The victims burned to death trying to collect fuel that spilled from a crashed tanker truck. Police had cordoned off the site, but a spokesman says officers were unable to contain the growing crowd. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Lebanese officials say Israeli jets struck southern Lebanon and Beirut's southern suburbs today, killing at least 21, including a city mayor. A new push today from the relatives of Eric and Lyle Menendez as the L.A. District Attorney looks into their murder convictions. They've been in prison for 34 years for the killing of their mother and father. CBS's Natalie Morales.
In one of the strongest public pleas in decades for their freedom, family members and supporters of Eric and Lyle Menendez will gather outside a Los Angeles courthouse today. Their expected message that the brothers were repeatedly sexually and physically abused. And that's why they killed their parents.
And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is up 240 points. The S&P is up 7. NASDAQ is down 15. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council got back to work and unanimously appointed a new 14th District Alder last night. Marlo Harmon will fill the seat until April. A Racine man will spend 8 years in prison for a fatal hit and run in December of 2022. The judge also ordered 7 years of extended supervision following Sean Shelton's prison term. A 19-year-old Racine native attending Kent State University died after falling from an apartment building roof. Police suspect alcohol may have been a factor in Jaden Breisky's death. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has renamed a section of a highway to honor John Hewitt. Highway 311, a.k.a. Hewitt Memorial Drive, pays tribute to the village trustee that passed recently after nearly 20 years of service. 311 is just east of the interstate between Braun and KR. Racine County is hosting a dinner event at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow night. It's meant as a means to provide information about foster care. And U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is campaigning in Oak Creek today. He'll be joined by current U.S. Senators John Barrasso and John Kennedy. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky, tonight lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
It's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story on WRJN. And to learn how one of your businesses or your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, well, you just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311, and you could be one of 4 category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's. Are you ready for this?
Rest of the story.
Yep.
Who's been sleeping in my casket? The streets are painted in moonlight and shadow. The bell in the old church tower strikes 10, 11, 12. Walk with me, if you will, down the spectral avenue to the undertaker's. Follow me through the door and down the stairs to a silent room, vacant but for a solemn shape, a long wooden box lying flat, an empty coffin, or it is supposed to be empty. Draw near if you dare, for the lid is open. And whatever lies therein awaits the warmth of your lantern's light. You see, do you not? The casket is occupied by the motionless form of a young man, perhaps 23. His eyes closed in the apparent peace of death. Stare harder at those closed eyes. You're likely to see a slight flutter. And your gaze remains fixed, your own pulse pounding as the eyes at which you stare suddenly open and stare back at you. Now, forgive me for not introducing you otherwise. This is Tommy. Tommy works here, works for the Undertaker, polishing coffins. Sometimes he sleeps in them. Everyone knew the Undertaker in Portobello, Scotland, if only because everybody visited him sooner or later. He was a remarkable man who conducted his profession with the zeal of one besieged by competitors, which he was not. That is, whenever he heard a neighbor who was ill, he would call on him ostensibly to cheer him up, and yet all the while he'd be mentally measuring him for a casket. The Undertaker made his own coffin, you see, usually of mahogany, bleached to resemble oak. But he did not apply the finish. That task was the province of a young expert named Tommy, who had already worked for many of the best cabinet makers. His college-trained specialty was French polishing, at which he was better than anybody. Tommy worked with wood only part of the year. During the warmer months, he was a lifeguard at a large saltwater swimming pool that made ocean-like waves by machine. Anyway, at the Undertaker's, rush jobs often demanded late hours, so Tommy sometimes found himself actually sleeping in the casket on which he was working. Surprisingly comfortable, he thought. Then one night something dawned on him. He was clearly the most skilled wood finisher in town, maybe the finest French polisher in all of Scotland, and yet no matter how good he was or how much better he got, the very best destiny for his very best work was to go into the ground, never to come out. The thought of that began to bother Tommy, to the point that he began rethinking his life. And that's when the young man got out of the coffins, literally out of woodcraft altogether, and found contentment in another craft. As an actor, even portraying James Bond and beyond. Oh, yes, you know Tommy Connery.
the Scottish coffin polisher. But you know him by the name Sean Connery. Now you know the rest of the story.
That's Paul Harvey with the rest of the story. I did not see that one coming. That's why I love Paul Harvey. You never know. WRJM with Herman's Hermits.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
It's WRJ, and I'm into Something Good by Herman's Hermits, and I forgot my boss's card. Yeah, did you know today is National Bosses Day? Did you know that? I thought it was tomorrow, but tomorrow. Happy Bosses Day, boss.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I love that when they hit those high notes there. Beach Boys, fun, fun, fun. And with me right now, Rich LoCascio, who really can hit those high notes.
Maybe years ago. I mean, I'm a big fan of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I do love the Beach Boys.
Oh, but man.
Yeah, I can't do it like I used to anymore, but I can live with that. I'm pushing 40, so.
Oh, cry me a river. Yeah. Oh, my poor little baby.
Thank you so much for your emotional support, Cindy.
Blah, blah, blah. Those of us, maybe I'm just saying me, someone who's 24 years over you is like, whatever. Now get off my lawn. All right. So
you have a great Wednesday as well.
You betcha. Hey, Boss's Day tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. We were just discussing cards here. Rich was telling me how much he pays for those cards.
Yeah. You know what? You look at it once. It's like, oh, that's nice. What else did you get me?
Yeah, there you go. Do you have any cash in that card?
Yeah.
Is there like a
secret compartment that I don't know about?
Exactly. And I'm always going, oh, this is a beautiful card at Hallmark. It's about $12, $14, $20. I'm going to buy it. Yeah. But by the way, rest assured, Chris Morrill, that we will be spending that and more on your Happy Boss's Day card.
Yes.
Which should have been today.
Yes.
But he's not here.
He's not here right now.
We can just say we had the card. As long as he's not listening to the show today, he won't know.
He probably is. Just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. All right. Happy Boss's Day, Chris. All righty. So we have a big deal of the day, and this is one that I'm really looking at. Warren Eye Care.
That's right.
$30 gift certificate for only $15. Take it away, Rich.
So the great thing about Dr. Warren, he utilizes cutting edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency in his practice. And his patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses, their contact lenses, anything that they need when it comes to optometry. So what you want to do, you want to go to WRJN.com. You click on that big deals tab. You could purchase a $30 gift certificate today for just $15. It's today only. Today only. And then for Friday, I'll give you a sneak peek as far as what we're doing for Friday.
Okay.
Von Hassel Jewelers. If you want a head start on your holiday shopping, go to WRJN.com, click on the big deals tab Friday, because you can get a $100 gift certificate for just $50.
Wow, that's awesome. WRJN.com, click on the big deals tab.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Bringing the House of Pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Volman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's easy.
distinction, Love or Let Me Be Lonely. You know, Rich Lacasio's in the, he's in the studio with me.
I'm still here.
And he's still going to be 40, and it's really still a traumatic experience. And so he's... No. Someday,
I'm partially dreading it.
20 years from now, it'll be okay. It'll be okay, Rich.
Okay, if you say so.
It'll be okay, I promise you. It's 41 that the wheels fall off the car, okay? 41. So 40, you know, it's your great last year of being awesome before all the health issues start kicking in. Make sure you got good insurance, okay? That's my advice. He probably should have that at 39, too. Rich is the reason. He really helped me with Ray of Time and Again
Music, yes.
Yeah, to put together Artist of Record. You know who is coming up next today. It's actually started now from 12:30 to 1:30. When You Hear the Monkees. Mm. You be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. And the fifth caller will get an album from the Monkees, which
exciting.
I'm really pumped about. By the way, we're going to make this really, really easy, Rich, for people. Normally, it's kind of fun to sit here and wait and see when they realize, oh, my God, that's a song. And then all of a sudden, the phones just go, boom, they all light up. I'm going to play a Monkees song that you're going to automatically recognize because it starts out, here we come walking down the street. Yeah, I'm gonna play the theme from
I
the Monkees.
Unmistakable.
I'm hoping that would be like immediate phone calls. I had to wait like a few seconds, about 30 seconds, before somebody realized that it was Let It Ride from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh yeah, that's a great song.
Although the winner was who knew right away that it was Bachman Turner Overdrive. So anyway, that's how we're going to roll. And you talk to Ray all the time, time and again. Yeah, that's a great, you've been in that record store.
I've been in that record store. A lot of great albums over there. He's got a great selection. He's a collector himself. So yeah, that's on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. So if you go, it's still east of the interstate, but it's right on Durand Avenue. So you go in there, he's open between 1 and 6. Stop over there, tell him that WRJN sent you. You will be pleasantly surprised at what you find over at Time and Again Music and more.
Absolutely. And tell him that Rich and Cindy said hi. And he'll go, who?
Yeah,
I've never met him.
Maybe.
Where are they?
Yeah, exactly. He might remember me. He will certainly remember you, Cindy.
I know. Okay, whatever. But I will be there soon, Ray, I promise you. So the contest started 5 minutes ago for the Monkees. So you have been warned. And now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a Racine man convicted in a fatal hit and run nearly 2 years ago. Sean Shelton was charged in the death of 69-year-old Anthony Morales. The incident occurred in December of 2022 when Morales was hit trying to cross Erie. In addition to the 8 years, the judge also ordered Shelton to serve 7 years extended supervision. There's a new rep in Racine.
Is this unanimous? So with that, we are now going to swear in Marlo Harmon as our 14th District Alderman.
As the council got back to work, Racine City Council President Terry McCarthy made it official last night when the unanimous vote was taken. Marlo Harmon will fill the 14th until April. An upcoming event in Racine County seeks to address the need for more foster homes in the area. The county is hosting a dinner at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow starting at 6. The gathering will provide information about fostering to potential caregivers and supporters. Racine County Foster Care encourages those interested to sign up for the remaining spots. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky, tonight lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Whisper in your ear, say the words you long to hear.
Deep Blue Sea. Oh, joy to you and me. Three Dog Night from WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Packer football. This Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. It's going to start the pregame at 10. Kickoff at noon. Join Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron for the play-by-play. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. It is the perfect place to bowl, to dine. You dine there. You eat there all the time, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Angry Brothers Pub. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's got good food there, you know.
Angry bowling.
Take it from people that angry bowling, too.
And great bowling and volleyball.
Oh, great bowling.
Great bowling, not angry bowling. Well, I guess for some people,
I'm always angry when I'm
bowling. It's a good stress reliever at the end of the week.
Yeah.
I could see that, yeah.
How come my balls always go into the gutter? I'm just tired of it. I'm a lousy. But I would dine, and I know they've got Angry Pub.
Angry Brothers Pub, yes.
All right, that sounds really good.
Yeah,
I would like
Friday fish fry.
I would like a glass of an angry martini. No, you don't have martini. Okay, how about an angry margarita?
Okay. Okay.
And make it especially bitter. I mean, bitter, like angry, bitter. No, okay.
Yeah, no, I got you. No, it didn't go over my head, I promise.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. So just like my stand-up comedy career, which didn't last very long because, you know, when people don't laugh, I always thought they needed to go to Angry Brothers Pub and have a few, and then I would have been really funny.
If they're not laughing when you're on stage, that is a bit of a conundrum, right?
They're laughing when I leave the stage. What did you think? Also, I'd like to also thank our other sponsor, Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. Yeah. And Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store, and I don't know, are they near a pub?
They're right by the Lanes on 20.
Are you kidding? Okay, so you
in
can...
In walking distance, literally in walking distance.
Order some windows and then go across the street to Angry Brothers Pub.
Don't even have to go across
Pub.
The street. It's on the same side of the street.
Is it really?
It is.
I'm going to look for that when I go by there.
Yes.
Okay, now you know the rest of the story. Okay, thank you, Rich. Anyway, we'd like to thank our Packer sponsors for bringing us Packer football. And you can listen live here on Sunday at 1400 AM or 999 Racine. Or 98.1 Kenosha.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Mike Clemens coming up. Stuart J. Waddles, the local news, and CBS National News right after this from Spiral Staircase.
I don't remember what.